Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Friends, welcome to a very special episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you one more time before the end of the year. We have got a wild show in store for you. Before we do anything, I want to invite you to go through the Gospels with us in 2024. You can subscribe to the Let's Read the Gospels podcast wherever you're listening to this, and we're going to read one chapter a day from the NIV starting on January 1st. This will take us all the way through March. So go text a friend to do this with you too, and go subscribe and grab the free reading plan at anniefdowns.com/gospels. And before we dive into today's conversation, I want to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If the holidays brought up all the feelings and now you're looking for a place to process all of them, I get it. Give BetterHelp a try. As you think about 2024, what would it look like to pursue therapy this year? Well, I'll tell you, BetterHelp's made it incredibly easy. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Your session can be done from right at home. To get started, all you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. We love a quiz. To get matched with a licensed therapist, and you always want to find the right fit, so you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm stepping into 2024 as a better Annie because of the work my counselor has helped me do throughout this year. And I know a lot of you will feel the same as you discover freedom and healing and clarity that you can find in therapy. In a season where we've all been given a lot, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/thatsoundsfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/thatsoundsfun. Today on the show, we are continuing our annual tradition of looking back at the year and doing a year in review with our good buddy, Eddie Kaufholz. Eddie and I have been podcast friends and real life friends for almost a decade. Y'all also know him from Annie and Eddie Keep Talking and his own show, Doing the Best We Can. It is so fun to get a chance to take a look at 2023 together, and we have some really fun Eddie news to share with you in this episode. Y'all are going to love it. So here's our 2023 year in review with our pal, Eddie Kaufholz. Eddie Kaufholz, welcome back to That Sounds Fun.
Thank you.
Pew, pew, pew.
I have not been on a microphone in quite some time. Oh.
It's my nephew, Sam.
Wow.
He says, wowie,
oh,
zowie.
That's precious on a little
button. Most people have to earn them, not you. You just get them for being here.
I just get it. Annie.
You haven't been on a microphone in a while?
Oh, no, not since last episode of Doing the Best We Can. I literally had to blow the dust off of the little cover before. I like that you're bringing like Zoo Morning vibes today.
Just like, I do kind of have radio host vibes, don't I?
You do. You're really bringing it. Hold on. I'm going to move the screen closer so I can make eye contact. Does that feel like eye contact? I've been trying to get better at this. Hold on. Look. Listen,
Eddie,
have. Yes, go. Okay, I'm
ready. Say what you have.
I have something exciting for you. And that is today I got, this isn't an ad, of course, but new Warby Parker glasses.
They look cool.
No, these are the old ones.
Oh, great.
So I want you, is this okay to do? This is your show.
Sure. I mean, auditorily, we're going to pick your new glasses. So do I get to describe them?
I already have the new glasses. The new glasses just showed up in the mail and I thought I'm going to wait to put them on until I'm with Annie so you can see my 2024 face. Because my eyes are regressing.
It's going to be different.
And every year I get new glasses, right? Because I have to get a new prescription and the insurance. Yeah. And we don't have to get into all this. But I thought you'd want to see the new glasses.
Yeah.
So for those listening, I love, this is your show. I just love that we're in it. Okay, so.
No, this is us.
Remember me. Look at my face.
Okay, I see what you look like. I can't imagine how different it's going to be.
And I'm going to reveal 2024, okay?
For our auditory friends, I'm going to say we have a tortoise shell 2023.
Just what your average white cisgender male 43-year-old would be wearing. Unremarkable.
You, me, David Platt, we're all the same age, and David Platt and I had this same conversation about how much we need new glasses.
100%. Okay, so close your eyes, and then here's the big reveal. Okay.
Eyes are closed. I did not see you switch. You tell me when to open.
All right, I'm putting on my new glasses. You ready?
Auditorily, my eyes are closed.
And now
open
those eyes.
Those are so different, but they kind of look the same.
The prescription is so different, right? Increased, but do you like my new 2024 face?
Yeah, golly.
I can even see you
now. How different.
Yeah.
How different those. I mean, you can tell those tortoise shells were
different
made from the same tortoise.
Thank you. Sorry, I wanted to hop in
tortoise.
And steal it. And I had to remember, be generous. Generous. Let other people have their own joke.
Hey, speaking of being generous, how generous have you been to us? This is your 11th time on That Sounds Fun. You are officially in the Hall of Fun.
I know. I can't believe that.
Look at it. There you are.
So many things I need to see in the office. I can't believe I made the Hall of Fun. Who else do we know on? I mean, you know everyone else. But
Santa Claus.
Obvious.
So everybody knows him. He was just on right before you. People lost their minds.
We love him.
Dave Barnes. Totally different conversation, but Dave Barnes.
Two completely different things.
John Mark Comer, because nobody tells me to slow down in my life and be a better person like John Mark Comer.
Who on that would be the person that you would have not suspected to be?
You know who? My friend Jennifer Colquitt, because we did so many Hallmark Christmas episodes. Right. And then she was on a friendship episode during our Build Your Board series, and she was an Enya Summer person.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the only podcast she's ever been on.
Yeah.
And she's been on, and she's on the Hall of Fun.
But she burned hard. I had to earn that over 11 years. She just burned out in the summer. Yeah.
It's great. It was so fun. I thought that was hilarious when they put hers on there. I was like, huh, Jen Colquitt. Well done. Carlos Whitaker, Dave, She Reach Truth girls are on there.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor Kevin, the pastor of the pod. Michael Ware, who you and I both love.
Oh, yeah.
God, he's brilliant. Have y'all ever seen each other? Your neighbors, kind of.
No, we've never seen each other. We've talked in social media and like been in each other's orbit. And I think I interviewed him at one point, but it's never been like, hey, let's hang out. I should probably.
What's it called? The DFW? The DW?
DMV.
The DMV.
Which is DC, Maryland, Virginia. It's also the place where
he's Baltimore and you're Virginia.
Right. Now, that is 1 million light years away. He is not he is not in the DMV. I mean, Baltimore is the next thing up, but the best chicken sandwich
you've
ever had in
your life. But it is Maryland. So for those of us who don't know, that is deceptive.
It is deceptive, but there's just sort of a circle around DC. So I have another thing. What is it about having your face or a name on a thing that's printed? Like I saw an Instagram picture of like the Annie, like all of the logos for the podcast.
Yeah.
That was the most solidifying moment of both of the shows I've done with you, to see Annie and Eddie and doing the best we can up there. Like, what?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why is it so special? It already existed, but there's something about seeing it printed on a wall.
I know. That's one of the reasons we have the wall in the network office. I just love it.
Yeah, it's sweet.
I mean, our Annie and Eddie graphic is one of the funniest things in the world. I mean, it still smells like COVID. Because we were standing in our houses and did a photo shoot with Jeremy Cowart from our homes during COVID. Wild.
Yeah, I'm wearing totally different glasses in that one.
You can't even recognize you. The difference.
100% chance I'm wearing this shirt or one of the 11 others.
You are wearing that shirt, and I'm wearing a black shirt, which is before I knew my colors. Eddie, we haven't even talked about it. We got to recap 2023. What colors.
What is
right?
What are the, what do you, it's a, what is it like a season, right?
Yeah, I'm a soft autumn. So everything, I would live for a live video of you getting your colors done. You would still wear black, but Soft means everything I wear looks like it should have gone through the washing and drying machines like 5 or 6 times. Mm. So no sharp colors. Autumns are what you would imagine. Browns, oranges, woof. Yeah. Some pinks, some greens. It's great. Pinks and greens. Anyway, I was wearing black and that is not in my color wheel.
Yeah, it's hard though because you like black. You like a thing. So you just kind of slowly transition as you're buying.
And she's also great. Lindsay at Created Colorful is great about like, if you want to wear black, wear black. Like, I'm not telling you what you can't wear. I'm just telling you, if you get to choose between black and navy,
right,
you will look better in navy. Also, did your mom have this done in the 80s? Because I feel like I experienced this as a child.
It was. It was totally a thing that like 80s like moms did. What do you think? What do you think I am just looking at my palette?
I could never know.
I'm off. Is this like guessing someone's Enneagram or something?
Yeah, which is against the law. Against the law. Suzanne Stabile gets in a police car and drives straight to your home and puts you under Enneagram arrest if you make somebody's
I would
Enneagram
put myself as an oppressive summer.
Ooh.
It's just like
you hate oppressive summers.
It's just one of those summers that's like so hot and it's just the rain isn't coming and it's just hot. And I think that's
things you don't have to deal with in DC, right?
Right. A lot of neons. A lot of
how much do you put a percentage on how much you miss Florida versus how, like, if it was a slider and 100% was I don't think about Florida. If Florida is not my Roman Empire. I don't think about it ever. 0%. And so that's a 100 is I'm all the way in DC or Virginia. I never think about Florida. Zero is we have sold our house and we're going back.
Mm-mm. That is a complex answer, and I won't overcomplicate it because when we think of like the state of Virginia, the state of Florida, the weather, the like all of the, you almost spit took.
Yeah. I took a sip of water, and then I thought, are you thinking I'm asking you to compare Busch Gardens to Disney World? No, I want to know your life.
Yeah, our life. I would say it's about like on the slider. We're about I'm about like 60, 70 Virginia. And the rest of it's Florida. Like, it is hard to, like, our house, the seasons, what's around, the stuff to do. I mean, you just came back from New York. Like, you could never eat at all the restaurants. You could never see every show.
That's right.
It's just endless. And there's culture and people and diversity. And it's all the things of a big city.
Yes.
And we live in a suburb right outside of the big city. But we're like moments away. We're the closest neighborhood to DC. So we've got it all, right?
Yeah.
Nothing will replace the closeness of 40 years worth of deep friendships.
Yeah, that's right.
That is impossible. So thank God for like Xbox Live and chatting with my brother and Uncle Jimmy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the part that's like, in no way do I want to come to Florida, go back to Florida, and we won't. But holy smokes, do I miss the folks? But we're also
building
right here.
Can I play that game? Can I do New York and Nashville? Because as soon as I asked you, I thought, I want to do that with Nashville.
Yeah.
I think I'm like 57 Nashville.
What's the 7%? What's the...
Because I'm not 50-50.
Right.
I'm not... So I just think... I mean, I am really... Here we go, Edward. Let's recap 2023.
I wanted to ask you about New York, but I didn't know how much of it was like for a later time. So I want to like talk about it now. Also, you're messing around with something down there. Are you okay?
You know what? I can't sit because I hurt my back.
Did you?
And so I'm making a note to make sure I say something. So I was leaning.
Oh, no.
So I'm standing for all my interviews this week. It is way better today, but I'm standing for all my interviews.
Oh, you're a little back, huh?
Oh my God. Yeah, you know,
you
43, man. Give me some glasses and a back brace.
Dude.
Just riddle me into my 40s.
You're just in it. Okay. So
that's it.
New York.
Okay. So the thing that I cannot figure out. Now, something I will talk about more as we keep going is I am gonna spend significant time up there next year.
Yeah.
But I'm not moving there because I like my life here.
Yeah.
And so I can't do 50-50. That doesn't feel healthy. For my calendar, I didn't feel healthy for my job. It didn't feel healthy for my relationships. But so when I'm thinking about time-wise, it'll be like 70-30, 70 Nashville, 30 New York. When I think about what I'm wrestling with, it's 57. It's like, man, I cannot make one city the other city.
No.
And that is, right? That's my problem is I can park as far away at the grocery store as I want to park in Nashville, and it's not the same as having a walking life in New York.
Yep.
But I am doing that. Nope. I am parking as far away as I can park. I'm like adding as much walking as I can.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, Eddie, I don't know if you heard, but I did an episode about my body on AFD in NYC.
Yeah.
And like my body felt so different in New York.
Hmm.
And I never thought about my body in New York.
Funny.
And it was fascinating.
Huh. I will admit, I didn't listen to it. What's the thesis of that?
What do you do? I mean, I don't have the answer. The question thesis is, what do you do when your body is better in a city that you don't want to live in full time?
Do you think it's because you were just like, you're forced to move so much more?
Yes. I think it's because you just have to move all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was getting 10,000 steps every day on accident. I wasn't doing anything. So then when I was working out, the pressure to work out, I feel a lot of pressure in myself to work out because I want to be healthy and I want to be 100 and all these things.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel any of that pressure because my life was doing it. So anything else was gravy. And it's wild, Eddie. It is wild to process.
Did New York ever not feel like vacation?
Yeah, I had some, one of the reasons manager Kelly told me to do 2 months instead of one, because when I first came back in January of last year and presented the idea, I planned on doing 1 month. And she said, I think you should do two so that you have bad days. Otherwise, it will just be a long vacation.
Long vacation, yeah.
And I for sure had bad days. I mean, I had complicated work days. I had complicated relational days. I had days where I was really frustrated with, I couldn't get somewhere fast enough. I didn't get there on time. It was a bad use of my time. The train I was supposed to get on just didn't run because I was supposed to get on the C train one day.
Yeah.
Someone four stations up from us had misbehaved and the police had stopped the train.
Yes.
Well, then I'm in the train station and I don't know when the next C is coming. And do I go up and get an Uber? And so stuff made me mad.
Yes. I understand. Yeah.
So
you lived,
so yeah,
you
I
had to do
certainly
the thing.
Had bad days. Yeah. And I had to figure out groceries and live in a budget. And I mean, I had to do all that because 2 months is a pretty long time. It went by very fast and very short, but it's a pretty long time to like, I won't worry about salt and pepper.
Yeah.
You know, you need to own salt and pepper.
Yeah. So. Did you have a bodega? That's my dream, is to have a bodega close.
The short answer is no. I had a skinniest aisles you ever experienced grocery store. Very close.
It is amazing what they are able to pack into a space. Like
shocking.
You could, like that grocery store. I know it. I don't know what it is, but I know it. And it's got everything a super Walmart has.
And, that's exactly right.
And somehow it's in the size of this guest bedroom and they know where it is. And it's crazy.
I don't know if, I can't remember if I told this on an AFD and NYC episode, but I had this wild experience that will tell you the level of frustration, especially right when I got there.
Yeah.
My first 2 weeks, I ran out of deodorant. And so I was like, okay, I'll go to my local tiny grocery store or skinny aisle grocery store. It's not tiny, but skinny aisle grocery store.
Yeah.
And I walked all the way through and I was like, they don't have deodorant. That's so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
So I look on my maps and I go to a pharmacy and the first pharmacy doesn't have it either. And I'm like, well, that is really weird. So I go to the second pharmacy and it is like $8.
Ew.
And I was like, are you joking me? I was like, well, what choice do I have? My little grocery store doesn't have it.
Yeah.
So I've got to. As I am walking home, the grocery store does have it. It's just hidden in the window.
Sure.
And I have to ask someone to get it for me. Well, I didn't know that. And it was cheaper.
Yeah,
And I stomped home. I was so mad.
Are you a specific brand of deodorant, or are you just any Port in a Storm kind of deodorant?
Well, listen, any Port in a Storm in general, but I am a child of the 80s and I wear Secret.
Oh, you!
I know
you
I should wear one of the ones. Yeah, no, I know no, I should no. wear one of the ones that that doesn't have aluminum. I hear everyone.
No.
I hear everyone. But the journey to go, have you ever tried to go to a natural deodorant?
Oh, not only did I try, but that was the moment I found out that I have a massive skin allergy to 99% of deodorants. And so I'm just like rubbing on allergens. So I've got the native one. I know it smells fine. It's like, whatever, lavender leather and something. I'm like, oh, this is great. And we're like 24 hours in and my body is just, it's rejecting it.
Yeah.
And so I have no choice. I can use Degree deodorant. That is it.
Great.
Degree.
Child of
so
the 80s.
Solid
also
80s degree.
Degree.
Yeah. A nice. It's
or
a
that
Costco.
Feels like high school. I feel like I knew high school or when I was in high school is when I learned that people wore Degree.
Yeah, because we didn't do Axe in high school. That was beyond us. No. What was in high school? Oh. It was a lot of, what's this liquid that you spray on yourself that smells good? What's that? like a, I can't come up with the word. It wasn't like perfume, cologne.
Cologne? Yeah, I thought you were looking for a brand. I was like, surely
no, but
he doesn't
that was
cologne.
Like everybody's like the Gap Blue cologne and the
oh, totally. Okay, so do you follow Simon Holland on Instagram?
No. Tell me.
He's super funny. A lot of people follow him. He and I went to high school together. And like, I've known him for 30 years or whatever at this point, 25 years. And he did a post recently about back in the 90s, everybody gave Old Navy pullover fleeces as Christmas gifts. And I wanted to be like, I watched you do that. I literally watched you do that in the chorus room in 1995. I remember, you know, I was like, Old Navy. I walked into Old Navy, Eddie. Have you been in an Old Navy lately?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They have a nice jean selection for a man of my stature.
When I tell, did you, so I haven't been in one in a while. I mm-hmm. went in 6 months ago in the summer.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I walked in and it looked so much like the Old Navy of 1995.
Right.
I had all the same insecurities. Suddenly I was like, I hate my body. No, I don't. What are you talking about? I mean, oh, it
and
was
it's not
awful.
Old Navy's fault. They're doing fine. It's just that when it hit, you and I were at a terribly delicate time.
Yeah.
And so we're going in and we're seeing the blue truck with the dog in the window.
Yes.
And we're just sweating because they're not going to have an XXL in my size for a 15-year-old.
The button down, they didn't have button downs for myself.
And you don't know your colors. You're dressing
no,
like
I didn't know my colors in 1996.
Were you dyeing your hair at that point? Were you like, so was it too dark?
I had all sorts of hair colors. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
frosted and stuff.
I felt the whole thing, the dresses. I was like, I think I had this dress. I think Old Navy is keeping up with the trends.
Yeah.
So they're, again, they're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
They just literally hit control, repeat, copy, paste from their catalog in 1995.
Right. I can still buy a plaid button down and a pair of cargo pants or shorts.
Gosh.
No problem. That would have been. And
unfortunately, me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, so well, and now having a middle schooler who I think dresses super normal, appropriate.
Yeah,
you're like,
she's so cute,
but you can't avoid it. There's something she's gonna look back and go, "Oh my, that was such a 23 thing."
That's exactly right, and it just made me feel all the insecurities.
Wow,
we're really doing it here.
But listen, are you going? Well, we don't have to get.
Yeah, we can talk about New York.
Well, there's just a little bit more. Like how do you split that? Like, how do you, I mean, are you just okay having sort of two home bases where Nashville's clearly like home and New York's, but are you feeling like
New York's
going
to, help me write a book. Okay. We said it. New York's going to help me write a book next year.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
And so, I think it'll be kind of my home base is here. I have a place there that I call home. Yeah.
What do you think the factor is? Do you think it's something about New York, or do you think you would have had the same experience if it was like Chicago or
such a good question.
Was it just
Philly,
getting out of your skin?
Any of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had this conversation at dinner this week of like, is it New York or is it anywhere? And I think for me, it's New York. I do think it is New York. Because I've lived in Edinburgh, and when I left, and Edinburgh is a big city.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left, while I adore my friends there and I love going to see them, I didn't have what I feel right now for Edinburgh after I lived there for 6 months.
But you are a very locationally influenced person. And I mean that in a good way, but like you've talked about.
Way.
Well, but I mean, like you've talked about Scotland, like with like you talk about like seasons of your life very often rooted to place and location. Like the moving
exactly
to Nashville was not only a big moment in your life, but it was like a transformational thing. These kind of like moving.
Do you not feel that way? Was that not true for you with Virginia?
I am less, the location doesn't get me as much because I just kind of feel like I would leave Virginia. If there was a reason and all factors aligned, I would leave. No big deal.
Yeah.
It's more.
And do you
like,
think part of that is having a family?
100%.
Versus me going by myself?
I think it's certainly.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's a psychological thing or if it's just a practicality thing. Like we're just we're thinking of four different lives instead of one. Yeah. So I think it's just could be a little bit easier. But I also.
And they are your home too, right? Those three ladies and the cats.
Oh, yeah. Wherever they are. And singular cat. Yeah. But yes, Waffles. We do foster sometimes. And I consider them
foster,
my kitty cat babies.
So, yeah. So don't act like there's only one cat in that house right now.
She's in
How
this
many
room
are there?
Somewhere. There's only one cat because we're not fostering right now. But we will foster. We have
you
a little.
You took the holidays off from fostering?
Well, you never take it off. It's just they all get adopted.
Oh, good.
So there's, so it's great. But then the adoption levels go up. And so you foster cats instead of just sitting, and they're just sweet angels. And I love them.
Oh, that's great. Oh, so it actually makes sense to me there's no cats to foster, because probably a lot of little boys and girls are getting kitties for Christmas.
That's right. Right. And adult men who love cats.
Cat daddies, who as
never,
you call them.
Yeah, who never knew he could be loved in such a way. It unlocked. There was a cat-shaped hole in my heart.
We know. Anyone who follows you on Instagram knows.
It's weird.
Absolutely knows. That sounds fun. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation to tell you about our amazing partner, Liquid IV. If one of your goals is to be more hydrated in 2024, Liquid IV will come to the rescue. And you guys know we love it around here. Our office is stocked with it. They have so many fun flavors, and I'm pretty sure we've tried every one of them. My current favorite flavor is green grape. Y'all, it is so good. And y'all know I love that energy multiplier. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. It hydrates 2 times faster than water alone. It's all in one single stick that you just add to your water bottle. And now their hydration multiplier comes in 3 really fun sugar-free flavors: white peach, green grape that I just told you about, and lemon lime. There's no artificial sweetener, zero sugar, and it's also non-GMO and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. So grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code ThatSoundsFun at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using the promo code ThatSoundsFun at liquidiv.com. That link and pretty much every other link you could ever hope for are in the show notes below, so be sure to check those out. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived, and I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like. I'm addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, now back to our conversation with Eddie. That sounds fun. Okay, one of the things we're doing here in our recap this year is you, I love this, and we're going to go big
it.
to start. And by start, I mean 21 minutes in. You wanted a bold prediction for 2024.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Just something.
Do you have one too?
No, I was planning on just coming up with it. But I want something that is based in no reality and isn't weird. Like, I don't want to know like any deaths or any weird stuff.
No. I'm not going to do deaths or breakups. Here is my bold prediction.
Mm-hmm.
I think the election cycle is actually going to be calmer than we think, because I think people aren't going to put up with it.
Oh, interesting.
I think the politicians will scream and yell into a black hole. And everyone who has common sense will go, okay, keep doing that. I'm going to pay attention to what you actually are saying on your website about what I'm voting for. And that's how I'm going to vote. So again, you said not based in reality. And so no. I tell you,
no.
I think the election is going to be calm.
Yeah. Well, that's a bold prediction.
Because
everything about all of planet Earth would say that that is not going to happen. But
that's
wouldn't
why
it
you
be
said not based in reality?
Wouldn't it be a nice change? Okay, I'll do two.
Okay.
One, I think there's going to be a really surprising, revolutionary new social platform. Something like when Instagram
started. Oh, that people
started.
Like?
Yeah, yeah. Like when Instagram hit and we were all like, oh, we don't like Facebook. We actually like this. I think there will be something by the end. I think there's like a hole in that kind of connection that Twitter has left and Facebook has left and Instagram is just too big and TikTok.
Are you still
doing
Twitter?
No. No, I haven't.
Yeah, me neither.
It's too unsafe. I didn't care about it. I didn't like that. If people cared at all to get an update from me, they would have to be on that platform to get it. It just didn't feel safe for everyone. I know no social media is safe, but it felt particularly toxic. You're done?
I think so too. Yeah, yeah. I've been done. I've been done since June of 22.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it since June of 22. Someone on our team, Lonnie, who helps us run all the marketing stuff. I do my own Instagram, right? And all that and Facebook and stuff. But she just will put on updates on
Twitter.
But that's it.
Do you miss any aspect of it?
Nope.
I only miss the news.
You miss the news. You want me to tell you if I'm being a brat what I miss? I miss when I did something, when I said something funny and a lot of people liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I miss that because there's not an easy way to do that on Instagram and I'm not going to start threads.
Yeah. No.
And so they're in a funny way to write up one little quippy sentence and have it shoot out. But that ain't worth it to me. That only feeds my pride and
yeah. I mean, I do think part of it is like it's fun to be funny. What are we doing right now? We're not just talking to each other. We know we're being recorded. It's fun. It's fun to enjoy this. So part of it is like I liked the writing aspect of it, but
me
I'm
too.
With you. I did miss. I do also miss like something like following like Knox and Jamie and all of those folks during the Oscars and just real timing commentary.
Right, me too.
I felt like I could choose any of my friends to have, well, friends, I don't know, but like people to have a running commentary of some gathered moment like the Oscars. I miss that. But
okay, speaking of Knox and Jamie, we have to talk about if you do their BFOTS, their best friends of the show for a year.
Yeah.
Eddie, they have recorded 5 episodes about the Disney princesses. And like, did they have friends in real life? What? I can't wait. It automatically made me want to, I already am a BFOT, but I already was like, oh yeah, I'm for sure doing yearly next year because I want those 5 episodes where they deep dive on them as women, not
as
on the movie.
Women.
Isn't that a
I love that. I love
them. I think
them.
They're so funny.
They are so, their ability to continue to render fresh material, because they could just rest on their laurels. They could just hit play, just be clever. But they just, all of that kind of stuff, I love their,
so good.
So yeah.
Okay, that makes me want to ask you, what other pods did you listen to in 23? Do you have anything that I need to be listening to?
I do. Listen.
Okay.
You listen to, of course, Strike Force 5, right?
I did listen to some of them, not all of them, but brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, it was just real quick backstory for people listening. It was during the Screen Actors Guild, the Writer's Strike, all of the late shows went dark. A lot of the late show hosts got together, John Oliver, all the, you know, all the big ones, Jimmy Fallon, all of us.
Yes.
Got together, did a show they called the Strike Force 5.
Yep.
They did a couple of episodes. Episode 5, where Jimmy Fallon attempts to host a game show on it.
Uh-huh.
And it derails.
I didn't listen to that one.
They shred him for an hour and he laughs. You remember like sitting in the high school lunchroom and you're ripping on somebody and everybody's okay? The person who's being ripped on, you're like, it's as funny. I have not enjoyed a podcast, just a singular
moment. And what a beautiful
moment.
Thing to model for us that five people who should be competitors are doing a podcast together and all that money from ad sales went to their writers at
that's
their
right.
shows.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Love that. The other one is, okay.
Can we go back and listen to Strike Force 5? Oh, yeah. Meaning it will still be interesting even though the strike's over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's okay. Mostly them just being ridiculous. It's not time and present. I mean, it's, yes, it's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have one? I have one more.
Yeah. The Town. Have you listened to The Town? It's an entertainment business. No, no, no.
Okay.
It's an entertainment business podcast.
Okay.
Where it's from Hollywood, and he's kind of telling you some behind the scenesy things going on in Hollywood.
Ooh.
But it's not gossipy. It's about the business. And so they just did one, Eddie, on the state of podcasting and why listenership is going up, which we are all, here's what we're all experiencing across. Not listenership going up. Sorry. The amount of podcasts going up.
Yeah.
The listenership of each podcast going down, which we are experiencing across the board,
yep,
across the network, across my shows, there, yep, are less people listening than, mm-hmm, a year ago,
mm-hmm,
because there's more to listen to.
Yeah.
And businesses trying to figure out how to be sponsors. So sponsorship money has gone down in 2023.
Wow.
And they kind of explain why and where it's going in 24. It is. So I love their stuff. They talked a lot about the strike, but I don't love gossipy shows,
mm-mm,
but I like an entertainment business show. I thought it was really interesting to watch.
I'm into that.
The Town.
Okay, the other one, Films to be Buried With, hosted by Brett Goldstein. Do you know who Brett Goldstein is?
I do know who Brett Goldstein is.
Roy Kent.
Roy Kent.
Well, he, in his real life, is a stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh,
he is a gentle, sweet man. Like, he is lovely. And he does this, he has a guest on, and the whole premise of the show is, you know, he'll chat with the guest for a few moments, and then he'll say, oh, I have bad news. It turns out you've passed away. And then and it's the same format. How did you die? And then it's kind of an improv-y thing, but like, what's the one film you'd have with you?
Brilliant.
It's just talking about movies, but he is so sweet and he's just such a good host and it's so funny.
Yeah.
That's my other one.
Do you know what has affected all of us as podcasters is celebrities getting in the game.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Jamie Golden, speaking of, Jamie Golden said on her Instagram story one time, celebrities and podcasting start on third base.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that is so true. And that's a great show, a great concept. And for every reason, we should listen. And also, everybody will listen to the first 5 episodes of our Brett Goldstein podcast because he's Roy Kent.
Well, and it's hard because with that concept, like some do it well. Example, Smartless. Everybody loves Smartless. We all listen to it, right? Some... it's like, oh, you only have a show and this is only doing well. And I'm not going to give an example, but like there are some that are like, oh, you skipped the line because you are famous, but this isn't as good. You're not doing the work.
Yes.
You're just.
And you're like PR team said, you should start a podcast because it's the next, because that'll help you with the next movie to have a place to promote, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the town talk.
I'll text you that episode, Eddie. I think you'll really enjoy it.
I'm in.
Okay. Next topic, TV shows that you enjoyed.
I have so many, but I have one that I wanted to go push all chips in with this. Did you watch season 2 of The Bear?
With my whole heart. Yes.
I think it is the best. I have thought about this for months. I think it is the best single season of television I've ever seen.
100%. Now, I think you need to watch season 1 to 100%. Appreciate season 2.
Right.
But 100%. The Amsterdam episode.
Oh, my God.
The Christmas episode.
Oh, that... which is for folks, okay, so there's a thing called a bottleneck episode where...
I've never heard of this.
Okay, so they do this on all TV shows where in order to reach an aggressive production schedule, they shoot their normal shows, normal series, so The Bear in the Kitchen, da-da-da, but then they have one of those weird episodes where back in the day, they used to do clip shows where, you know, it's all the women of Facts of Life sitting down thinking about it, and then they show clips from old shows.
Yeah.
So basically, they make a show that lets the other main production continue on and buys a week of time, and they can have a separate production doing a single show.
Oh, my gosh.
So every show has bottleneck shows where it's like the weird one-off that kind of supports the story, but it's not necessarily... linear inside of the story so it can sit.
Because what we don't see is they're recording another episode of The Bear while we're watching the episode of the cousin at the restaurant.
So if, for example, they have a production schedule set where they could only do 5 shows, they can now do the same production schedule with 6 and do a second. So they have a bottleneck. So that's the Christmas episode. Now, it was a well-designed
Christmas. But there were so many people in the Christmas episode.
Yes, but they were all different people. So for this episode, is this the one with Jamie Lee Curtis? Are you talking about the...
Yeah.
So it's all not...
I just would think it would be one of the ones that Jeremy Allen White wasn't in. But I guess you're right. He isn't in that one a ton.
But they have... It's a whole different set. It's a whole different set of people except for a few characters. And you notice most of the folks from the main show aren't on it. Except for Jeremy Allen White, who has...
Well, because
to be.
I'm wondering now about season 2 of The Bear. There's like 3 or 4 of those. So I wonder if they had a whole second production team that was running these other episodes.
Yeah.
Because there are ones he's not in at all.
Right. Yeah. And then also with stuff like that gets, where they have X amount of money where they like lose a star and then bring on an, like a morning show season three, which
I have not watched it yet.
It's horrific. I mean, it's just one of the, it's a bummer. It's worth watching because we like, it closes the loop, but like.
Is it done after season three? Is this the end?
I think they've done it. Okay. But season two of The Bear is a perfect thing.
Extraordinary.
The characters, like the brother. If you haven't watched it, it's okay. This is, but there is a brother who goes from a tormented soul and kind of realizes his life and goes off.
Cousin.
Oh, cousin. That's right. Cousin.
Yeah. I was like, the one who isn't alive? No.
No.
And cousin. Oh, gosh.
Just an extraordinary. And the other chef that's with him and the way they.
That's probably my favorite episode is when the cousin goes and works at another fine dining restaurant.
Do you know, speaking of New York, what that was all modeled after?
No.
One of my favorite books this year, Unreasonable Hospitality, is the...
Someone mailed that to me. My friend Craig Cooper mailed that to me.
Annie, you would love this book. It is about the guy who ran front of house, so like the service and stuff at...
Yeah.
What's it called? 11 Madison Park? Madison? And how they like redefined... He like had this idea of redefining service.
Wow.
And so they would do stuff like the famous example that they both do in Unreasonable Hospitality, but then they do again in the show is... Like they hear someone at a table talking about how they were about to leave New York and they were sad because they didn't have a New York hot dog.
Yeah.
And so they hear that and then they send one of the runners, they get a hot dog, bring it back to the chef. The chef makes a platter out of it and brings these people out a New York hot dog and it like melts their brain.
Yeah.
They did it with pizza in The Bear. But it's just this idea of like hospitality to a degree that is both tenable. You can do it if you're paying attention, but also just... overwhelming. And so
what's the reason for those of us, like, why did you read it? Why do I read it? For those of us who don't run a restaurant, what kind of hospitality does it encourage you to do in a normal person life?
Well, I think the first one I read it was just because it was like, I knew it would be fun, great stories that like you get a little chill. You're like,
oh my gosh, a good one to read this week while we're like not working and everybody don't remember what day it is. And,
They brought him a hot dog. For me, I read it because I mean, I work in creative and I work in marketing and I'm constantly thinking about like, how do we deliver a thing that you didn't expect? What's the little, you're opening up a folder at a conference, right? It's such a boring thing to design. Who cares, right? What's the little thing that we could do? And I think it, I mean, I think it does translate to, I think hospitality overall, like you hear someone say something, you remember it for later, you write it down. Mm-hmm. I'm not as good at that, but I feel like it's just this, it's also just this peek into another world of fine dining that I'm like, I lived there for a little while.
Right.
You'll love that book.
Okay. I'm going to read it. Because I'm also thinking like, well, one of the things, like our mutual friend, Carlos Whitaker, one of the things Carlos does is if someone gets mad at him in his DMs, he will often just make a video back with his face.
Yeah.
And just go, hey, I totally hear you. I bet that is hard based on what your experience. Tell me more about your experience. And it shocks the person.
Yes.
Because they thought they were just yelling into a canyon.
Yes.
Not realizing Carlos's face was going to respond.
It's real.
But I'm also thinking about like, while I was in New York, a family stayed at my house in Nashville that needed it because a family member in town is sick.
Yeah.
And so her parents stayed at my house. Mm-hmm. And so I'm also thinking about when I'm not in Nashville, when I'm not in New York, if someone else is staying in the place that I call home, how do I surprise and delight them?
Yes.
Just because they're staying in my home.
And so much of it is rooted in the power of not only just the desire to do exactly what you just said, but listening hard to a person and knowing like, this is how I would specifically get like inside your soul, you know, this little gift, this little thing, because what will, I mean, some of it is like, you know, love language kind of stuff, but it's the real presence of it. So,
Okay. What other shows?
Other shows. That was literally the only one I
wrote down. That was the one.
That was like, tell me, what do you love?
Did you get DM'd, like I got DM'd that Repair Shop is on YouTube or something? Four seasons?
I did and didn't watch a second of it. I
didn't either. What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
Is on my Christmas to-dos this week when we all forget what day it is. But I will remind you that when our friends are hearing this today on Thursday the 28th.
Okay.
For the Downs family, this is Christmas Eve. This is our Christmas Eve.
It's happening.
And so I don't have the week after Christmas for me is not the week where I forget what day it is because I have Christmas Eve and Christmas fake Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So we do the 28th and the 29th this year. So, but I am going to watch Repair Shop.
Yeah, that's
the other thing
one.
That I think you will like if you haven't already watched it mm-hmm. is All Creatures Great and Small on PBS.
Tell me.
It's about a Irish or Scottish veterinarian who goes to work in like a little English town.
Okay.
And set in like the 40s, the girls and he's a vet, so he's helping animals all the time.
Is it age appropriate for kids? Do you know?
Totally. Oh. Yeah, it's PBS.
Oh.
It's like great. I mean, forgive me if there's no sex, there's no violence, and they don't cuss because it's the 40s. It's set in the 40s.
Yeah, no, that's
so
right.
I don't think any of the things that you would have to have a follow-up. I mean, there's a birthing of a cow that is traumatic for all of us. So,
oh, man.
A calf, but it might as well have been a cow.
Eve watches these vet shows all the time.
And, I think they'll love it.
But the things that like I'll pass through a room and see, it's just like, oh my God. I mean, just full animals being in surgery. Yeah. And she's just sitting there eating a Cheez-It, kind of studying it all. And I'm just... Yeah. Can barely handle what she
that's
can
right
take in.
So I think they'll really like it. I mean, okay, and then, because it's PBS, there's like really beautiful Christmas specials.
Yes.
And really, you know, so it's a great
intro
and it's
music.
A
just
book, I think, first.
It's like
I
a warm blanket, PBS, doesn't
it's great.
It?
It's just PBS shows can't, they just don't miss. Sanditon, they just don't miss.
Because even if they're not good, they have the right tone for when you want to watch a PBS show, it's always going to do that. It's like whether you're into NPR or not, if you're in that vibe to hear like, welcome. Uh-huh. Like, it's always going to sound and feel just like it's supposed to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That sounds fun. Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to tell you about another amazing partner, EarthBreeze. Listen, if you're doing chores and laundry while you listen to this episode, part one, me too. Part two, I've got the best laundry tip for you. Okay, think about how you have to work out how much detergent to pour when you're doing laundry and the workout your arms get from pouring a heavy plastic jug. Only to then get it all over the place. Now, imagine something that looks like a dryer sheet. It's a pre-measured, liquidless laundry detergent sheet that dissolves in all wash cycles, hot or cold. EarthBreeze really is totally my new favorite detergent. It's dermatologist tested, hypoallergenic, and free of all bleaches and dyes. Most importantly, EarthBreeze fights all your stains and odors, and you still get a powerful clean. Let's go. I also have full control to adjust, pause, or cancel my subscription of EarthBreeze without like hidden fees or penalties, which I really love. And this is also what I love. With every purchase, EarthBreeze donates 10 loads of detergent to a charitable cause of your choice. Right now, my friends can get started with EarthBreeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/that sounds fun. That's earthbreeze.com/that sounds fun for 40% off your subscriptions. You guys, 40%. Go and do this. earthbreeze.com/that sounds fun.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, now back to finish up our conversation with our good buddy, Eddie. That sounds fun. Biggest news story of the year that we haven't talked about yet. Travis and Taylor.
Okay, that's my second prediction. I think they're married by the end of the year.
I would be 0% shocked. I'm so happy they seem happy.
Yeah, because there's still real people behind that. I know there's like PR machines swirling in the whole planet, but they're like,
yeah,
still...
this hasn't hurt either of them for sure.
Oh, no. And the Kansas City Chiefs, which no one, I mean, the Chiefs did some work on their own, but this took them to a stratosphere.
That's right.
This will change that team. This will, and this is changing the NFL. Do you know there's a camera? Did you see this? The networks install now a permanent camera that shows that the Taylor Swift camera.
That's on the box she's in?
Yeah. So they can cut to it whenever they want. It's not like, hey, can we get a shot of Taylor in the box? Like they always do.
I think I'd hate that. If I was the tailor, would you hate that? Well, you for sure would hate that.
I for sure would. I think she's got to have some measure of being used to it because of the wild level of fame that she's experienced.
Person of the year.
Yeah. $1 billion tour. First ever.
That's
Can you believe it?
Wild. Yeah. It's wild.
Have you watched Eras? Did you? Oh, did you go?
I went to the show. Yeah. I went to a show in Nashville.
Okay. I have a theory about it that's not really a big theory, but I'd love to know, like, what'd you think of the show? I saw the movie with Eve. So what did you think of the show?
I liked the show. I thought, I mean, I like most of her albums. Yeah. I thought some of it dipped into like when she did Evermore, it and did kind of a witchy vibe. Mm-hmm. I thought, this is a real witchy vibe. I don't know that I love what all might be involved here.
Yeah.
Also, guess what? I'm the same girl that talks about Wicked the musical all the time, and it's about witches. So
I know.
But I hear myself. I hear myself.
Things hit differently, right? Like some people had a strong reaction to Harry Potter. Some people didn't.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
There's not an inherent right or wrong.
So that was my
it's
only. Other than that, I thought it was beautiful. I thought the creativity was extraordinary.
Couldn't believe it.
The dancing. I thought it was really well done for a concert.
Yeah. Do you think? I know that probably everybody realizes this, but I had never seen any of Taylor's stuff. Like I've only, like everybody else, heard the big songs.
Yeah.
I'm watching this show and realizing that every iteration, every era is just like, what's your favorite Taylor Swift, right? Like every girl and guy, but like everybody watching is like, oh, I'm like, you could just pick your favorite one and it's all
and
her.
You knew it was going to happen.
But like, I'm like feeling Reputation or I'm feeling this or I'm feeling 89, but like the branding of it all is so. So my question is it premeditated? Is she thinking I haven't hit this segment of people, so I'm going to do the red version or I haven't hit the, like, I haven't hit this segment because she just literally goes through every kind of middle schooler, high schooler, now aging into like, are you the kind of drama kid? Are you kind of the introspective, quiet kid? Are you like, you can get a Taylor Swift to match all of the big archetypes. Do you think it's premeditated?
Yes. I think she is that smart.
She is.
I do think it's
really
premeditated.
Something, isn't she?
Yeah. I think she's that smart. I think there's an interesting side to it too. So let me tell you one more downside is there are people who legitimately worship her. Like, we were made to worship. People are going to worship something. And I did watch that at the show, and I thought, man, you have picked a God that will fail you. Uh-huh. And I feel for you in that journey. So that was hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting businesswoman conversation I'd like to have with you as a businessman is
I like
you
being
only
called
get to
a businessman.
Do an,
that makes me feel good.
You only get to do an Eras tour one time. She doesn't ever get to do an Eras tour again. She doesn't get to sing every album ever again.
I know.
So why, strategically, why was 2023 the year she covered everything she's ever done? Because now you have to move forward. You can't do this. You can't do this again. You can do a greatest hits tour in another 10 years, probably.
Yeah.
But your next tour in 3 years, you don't get to do, no matter what, come dressed as your favorite era person, Taylor.
I know. I don't know. I wonder how she will handle that.
I know.
Because she
she's going to get married.
Defined a new thing, right? Like this kind of tour is now a kind of tour that we will see so many people do.
Yes.
Where you're not like Billy Joel, who you can see performing his greatest hits. You're midstream and you do—
Mumford & Sons.
Right.
Dear Mumford & Sons, what I would give if you started with Sigh No More and went all the way through.
All the way through.
Give me your Eras tour. Who do you? Okay, great question. This is, I want everyone to tell us this in the comments on Instagram.
Who would you want?
What artist would you want to do their Eras tour?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to do like an old fogey 40-year-old answer.
That's great.
But REM.
Great answer.
I love them. And they went from college rock band to like out of time and further. Like I would love to see them work through their catalog. I love them.
Great
and I
answer.
Felt like they evolved so much. I'm trying to think of something more new. What would
that,
you?
That doesn't have to be new.
Who would you era?
That's great. Mumford and Sons is
for sure
Mumford
who I
would
era. Yeah.
But I'm also thinking through like, I mean, Garth does kind of do that.
Yes.
Garth plays a lot, but he doesn't intentionally do it.
Right.
He just plays his hits. So that's the difference, everyone. When you're telling us who you want on your Eras tour, who you want to do an Eras tour, we're not talking about greatest hits. We're talking about they actually change the stage. They actually do something from every single album intentionally
in
order.
Right. And I would believe that Garth does it when Chris Gaines opens up for him.
Garth has not done an Eras tour until right. we see Chris Gaines on the right. stage, 100%.
Or he just says, hey, I want to welcome out a special guest. And then he walks to the left and then out yep. comes Chris Gaines. Like, unless he embraces that and does it.
Also, I don't want to tell anybody who Chris Gaines is that doesn't know that's listening. I just want you to Google it.
Was that the craziest thing that has ever yeah. happened in... When I think of all celebrity stuff ever, the fact that the... At the moment, the biggest... Now, this is hard because I bet you know... You have at least connections to... Okay, good. You don't know anything. No. So we can just talk okay freely.
Yeah. I love him. I would love for him and Trisha to be on the show. It just hasn't happened yet.
Love Garth. His music yeah. is 100%. All
but took
new
a
stuff.
Big swing.
In the middle of the height of his power.
Yes.
He comes out with a whole different name. Doesn't yeah. hide it. A yeah. whole different persona. And I don't even know if the quality of the music was good or not. I'm sure it had value. It's yeah. just, who thought they could do that?
Right. I mean, at some point, I mean, what if Taylor does that next? What if Taylor Chris Gaines us next?
Yeah. I also think, finally, you and I have talked about Chris Gaines. We've been waiting. It's been 11
Hundreds
years.
Hundreds of episodes, or however many, yeah. 11 years, is that right?
Is that right?
Did you say 11?
No. Yeah. No, that can't be right.
Oh.
No, because...
No, 14.
2014 was the first one I got to do. 10.
Or was Here's it? What. Do we tell them right now?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Okay.
You'd know.
So next year, being the 10th anniversary of That Sounds Fun,
mm-hmm.
Edward, I have officially... Well, thank you. We are very excited.
Yeah.
We have a big year ahead. I don't want to spoil too much, but let's just say you are going to help us maybe monthly reflect on the 10 years on That Sounds Fun.
I got a new studio light for it. So we're ready.
Yeah. People can get plenty of us. They can go back and listen to Annie and Eddie keep talking, doing the best we can.
Zoom morning show. Weather
hate
report.
That show ended. Is it ended forever?
Doing the best we can?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm like Mary Poppins, right? Like, I just...
You come when we need you? Like, yeah, you just show up with an umbrella when we need you?
There's a wind from the east. What happened before is going to happen again. Hey, look, there she is.
Okay.
Did I
Well, that's what
it?
We're doing with you on That Sounds Fun next year.
Was she real? Was she a figment of what,
yeah,
you know...
You're the Mary Poppins of That Sounds Fun, that's for sure.
Did Jane and Michael make her up in order to deal with the stuff of their own family?
Wait, is that an option?
Oh, yeah.
Does some people think Mary Poppins was an invisible friend that Jane and Michael made up to help?
You can't really prove the existence of Mary Poppins in any of the movies. Outside
what?
Of there are those that believe in her and those that end up believing in her. But there's a mystical nature to Mary Poppins that they addressed
true.
In the second movie. And also in the movie about P.L. Travers, where the Tom Hanks movie.
You're talking about Saving Mr. Banks that made me sob like a baby.
That movie was like real killer, wasn't
That's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Tom Hanks Absolutely at his beautiful. Tom Hanksiest is perfect. And then what was her? Emma?
Emma Thompson. Plays P.L. Travers, yes.
She's 100%.
Colin Firth as her dad?
Oh, the dad? And the dad's trying to add joy and fun into their lives, even though he's just they're going through hell.
Meanwhile, he's dying of some consumption sort of something in the early 20s or something. I don't know.
Consumption. That's
something
what everybody
that
died
we
of.
Would take DayQuil for.
Right. Consumption.
Gah. Gee, I know that's not the right word. I know.
No, but that's exactly what they called it. People were just clicking out left and right, and they're like, right. I don't, we've never heard of cancer. Yeah. It's just
no. Anymore. Okay, there's a big New York thing we did not talk about. I think because I'm going to be up there more next year, we really got to go for SNL tickets.
So listen,
you've tried every year.
I've done the normal person route. I have never needed whatever like fame you've got for my own. Like, I all the coattails I've ridden have been a joy, but I don't need it. If you can get, and I'm going to have to say it this way, me and Brie into SNL.
Planned.
That's everything. It would be the whole
Dear
thing.
Dear anybody, 3 SNL tickets for any time in 2024.
And either, it could also be dress rehearsal. I'd be fine. It would be the.
I would prefer dress rehearsal because you're done at 10:30.
I'm the guy kind of napping on Brienne.
It's 8:30 to 10:30. Yeah. So I'm interested in the dress rehearsal.
But they
also
record it.
Scuttle. Yeah. I heard that last weekend there was a part that one of the cast sang that originally Cecily Strong sang in the dress rehearsal and then she pulled out of the show. and wanted to wait till everyone will know because they've already seen, but Kate McKinnon hosts this weekend.
Yeah.
And apparently she wanted her comeback to be Kate McKinnon's show, so she pulled out after the dress rehearsal. It may have been Knox and Jamie who told me this. Is this a Knox and Jamie fan pod?
That is kind of juicy. Hold on. Who was it that she would have not been on?
Someone sang and the cold open.
It was Adam, was Adam Driver's episode?
Yeah, yeah.
And he sang.
Anyway.
Wow.
Okay, so I need you to know how hard I tried when Nate Bargatze was the host. I thought,
that's
a podcast guest, a person I know, a person I'm 1 degree from and 0 degrees from as a, we know who each other is.
Yeah.
And there just were none tickets.
I feel like everybody who Nate has ever come in, I wonder what it's like to be an SNL host. Everybody you've ever known.
Because you're trying so hard to stay focused and to like learn your lines and do the skits, which what was that or was that not one of the funniest episodes of the year?
So I'm biased because of how funny I think he is. I think it was one of the few 100% episodes I've ever seen.
I agree.
Obviously.
It was so funny.
The George Washington bit?
The George Washington skit.
They
wrote it. I mean, that is to the writers because the writers wrote an episode that was perfect for Nate.
Did you hear him talk about the episode afterwards? He's like, I submitted a sketch and he talks about it. He's like,
he talked about it on Nateland on their pod?
He did talk about Nateland and he also talked about it on Dana Carvey and David Spade show.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I didn't write a word of SNL except for the stand up at the beginning. He's like, they wrote all of that. He's like, that's why those writers are wizards. He's like, they wrote a show for me. And
yes.
Like that George Washington thing, that's like his jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It couldn't have been any better.
Couldn't believe it.
The personality of George Washington was exactly Nate in his stand-up life, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, what a good show that was. That made me very happy. Annie.
Me too.
SNL, you know, we talk about this whenever. We got to do all we can.
This is the year. 24 is the year. So if anybody knows anybody.
Anybody
please,
knows anybody. SNL.
Please help us. This is the Eddie. What would it take? What would it take? You want Eddie on That Sounds Fun once a month next year? Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. We'll give it to you if you'll give us SNL tickets.
Oh, yeah. You want a, what do you want? A picture? You want me to send you a video like Carlos?
Yeah, you want us to make you 54 cameos
while
we're there? Fine.
Yeah. I got my sweet special kitty cat. She can be on it. She's not on the pic. She's not in it.
You need a cameo from Waffles?
Boom.
It's yours.
It's
if
yours.
You get us tickets
you
to
get
SNL.
Us into SNL.
Again, dress rehearsal is fine with us because we'll be in our 44s.
Oh yeah!
By the time we're there,
and you get to see the sketches that are cut, and they still record it, and it's all like a real SNL.
That's me. I like watching the sausage get made and things like that.
I would love it.
Oh, Eddie! While I was in New York, I got to watch the first ever front to back run of a musical and a workshop. Yes.
How is that?
The first time they ever Mary Kate Morrissey is in it.
Yeah, yeah. How?
And so she invited me to because they I got to see like you know the Greatest Showman videos.
Yes.
Where it's in a workout, where it's in a workshopping room and you see, what's his name? Hugh Jackman getting so excited about her singing.
Yeah.
It was that for a new musical.
I have to ask, how was the quality of it? Because these are the people that are the greatest in the world.
When I tell you, sitting across from me, I'm on the second row because I had to leave early, of course, because I had a meeting, which is fine. I know my job. Uh-huh. I picked it. There's a row of actors. There's only probably 10 actors.
Yeah.
One of them, Aaron Burr in Hamilton. Yes. One of them was in Merrily We Roll Along the night before. I saw her the night before in Merrily We Roll Along. And then at 3 p.m. or 2 p.m., I'm watching her do this brand new musical about, and Mary Kate posted it, so I feel fine saying it. It's about electricity. It's about the start of electricity.
Sure.
And it's all the people involved and Andrew, Thomas Edison. It's a beautiful musical. And I'm like, if this thing wins a Tony, I saw it the first time.
That,
and there's still years from it being a show that anybody gets to see on Broadway.
Oh, that's neat.
It was so cool. So I love watching that. So if we get to watch the dress rehearsal of SNL, I want that more than I want the show.
Cool. I am just amazed. I'm sure that their raw talent was stunning. Their ability
Beautiful.
To just render it from a piece of paper, something that they could be sight reading, is so
It was
good.
Beautiful.
Oh.
They were all, there was a guy who was about our age, Eddie, in it. And I asked Mary Kate later and she was like, oh, he's been in like 9 Broadway shows and he's set up to go, he's starting in this new one next. And I thought, that guy did it. That guy did the thing. He told himself when he was in high school, when we were, that someday he'd be on Broadway. And my gosh, here he is, a married dad of six or something. I don't know.
Can you, have you asked Mary-Kate, awesome. And you don't have to tell me what she said, but have you had a real friend-to-friend conversation about Corn musical, whatever it's called?
Shucked.
Yeah. Have you talked to her?
Corn musical.
Have you gotten, because I haven't seen it, but I saw a bit of it on Macy's and I wondered what was happening.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's written by a bunch of Nashville, or not a bunch, but a couple of Nashville writers. Okay. I did not go see it because here's what happened. As my 2 months continued, mm-hmm. I had to reassess which shows I was seeing and had to say to myself, if you've only got time for X amount of shows, you need to see ones that will never come to Nashville.
Okay.
And so the ones that don't travel.
I see.
So that's why I saw Merrily We Roll Along. That's why I prioritized Gutenberg, because cool. those won't ever tour. And Shucked is touring in 24, in January.
I don't need to know what she says. I just want to know you had the conversation with her.
Uh-huh.
And
you
can,
everyone,
stone-faced, tell me. Well,
what I can tell you is I did ask a lot of opinions about what show I should bring my parents to.
Oh.
And that was a not Shucked.
Oh, because, to adult themed, like weird sitting next to your parents themed?
Yes.
In a million years, would you have thought a musical about Shucked, Corn?
About Corn.
Oh, but is that a joke, that even the title of it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know either.
I'm hearing that for the first time and hearing it. So, listen, I need you. Here's what we're going to do when you and Brie come to New York for SNL. I also need you to see Gutenberg, and I need you to see Merrily We Roll Along. Okay. And I kind of need you to see, I don't know how we do three. I kind of need you to see Pearly Victorious.
I don't know about any of this, so I would love it.
I'll tell you so fast, and then, because we are doing what we do. Pearly Victorious stars Leslie Odom Jr. It's a play. It's like 90 minutes, no intermission. And it is set in the early 1900s in the southern part of Georgia. And he is part of a family that was slaves, and they still live on the landowner's property. They're sharecroppers now. And he wants to buy back the church building that his grandfather was the pastor of.
Wow.
So that's the story. Everyone sobbed. It's so beautiful. Leslie Odom Jr. I give him every Tony.
He is magical.
I give him every Annie. Yeah, he gets it.
He's magical.
Okay, Gutenberg is Andrew Randall's.
Oh, it's him and Olaf.
Yes. No. It's him and Olaf. It's him and Josh
Gad.
And they are pretending to. The play is, we've written a show about Johann Gutenberg, the printing press.
Oh, right.
And we are presenting it to all of you in hopes that there is a Broadway producer in this room. We do not have the money to have other actors, so we will play every part of this musical.
I see.
And so they interact with the audience a good bit because they recognize, we want y'all to buy this. We hope there's a producer out there. And then every night there's a celebrity in the audience that they bring on stage that gives them a Broadway contract.
I've seen that social. That's like on social. What a fun thing. So you saw it?
Yeah.
Who was twice.
What I took my parents to.
Who, do you remember your celebrity?
The first
producers?
One was Betty Who, who's a pop artist.
Okay.
I did not know her either. Okay. I thought it was Ashlyn Harris from the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team.
Still
they look
very cool.
Similar.
Both interesting.
They look very similar. And then Chuck Schumer. When my parents were there, it was Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer.
I said to my dad, I think it must be a political person because I think that's like security behind the seat. There's like a seat that person always sits in.
Yeah.
And it was Chuck Schumer.
Was he funny? Did he try? No.
Yeah, he tried. I mean, they give him the line to say. So
Yeah. But
that's a great show. And then Merrily We Roll Along, and then we will move on from this.
Yeah.
Merrily We Roll Along. Jonathan Groff, who is also from Frozen.
Yeah.
And the King and Hamilton.
Hamilton. Yeah.
Harry Potter.
He's in Harry Potter?
No. Sorry. Harry.
Daniel Radcliffe.
I'm
tracking.
And then Lindsay Mendez, who's like Broadway celeb.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's how the show works, Eddie. It's a revival.
Yeah.
And then it starts in the end of the 1970s. And these three people are best friends, and their best friendship implodes. And they will never be friends again. And then it goes backwards to the day they met. And it will make you... people said, you're going to cry so much. I didn't cry one time in the theater, but for 3 days, it crescendoed my sadness.
Yeah.
And on the third day, I got teary. That is the worst thing, best thing I've ever seen.
You went forwards after they were done going backwards. Is Daniel Radcliffe great?
He is great.
Yeah.
He has a, if you go listen, they just put out the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And his song, he does a song that's really fast. It's really, it's Sondheim. It's, yeah. I mean, it's a Sondheim show. So it's and he does it. I mean, it's really impressive.
Yeah.
And he, the role he is playing is a great role for what we think he is and what we experience of him, whether that's who he really is or not.
He's a charming guy. I just saw a documentary with him and his on HBO with him and his Harry Potter stunt.
I haven't watched it
yet. Ooh, it's a
who's in a wheelchair, right? He got paralyzed being a Harry Potter stunt double.
Oddly, not the heartbreaker of a thing you'd think it is. Like, it's a pretty charming, fantastic story of their friendship. But like Daniel Radcliffe, I'm like, good dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think you're. So we'll see those.
Those are very.
All right.
Exciting.
We've done a full hour. Is there anything else we got to cover?
What could
at the end of 2023?
So the good thing is, I usually feel a sense of pressure, but. We will be able.
I'll see you in a month.
We will keep talking. So we will be able to do this. So in a month, and we're going to be, I'm excited about this, Annie.
Yeah. Thanks for agreeing to do it. I think it'll be really, really fun.
I don't want to tell, we're not telling the format of it, but it will be, it's fun. I can't wait.
But it's next year. You are our Mary Poppins.
I've always wanted you to say that.
I know. The thing I cannot wait on is what people are about to tell us is the artist they want to see do an Eras tour. I can't wait to see this list.
That is a fun one.
That's a great thing to think about.
That is a great one. And I just, it has to be, though, the thing with Eras is it can't just be retrospective. So it can't just be Snoop Dogg. You're right. It can't be greatest hits.
It's not greatest hits.
They're midstream. That's why REM still didn't making really music. Work. REM didn't really work. That would be a reunion, but I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, you can stick with that. I think we allow that, but what we'd like is a current musician making music who has an album that they want you to listen to, but they're also going backwards.
And really doing it, yeah.
And really doing it. They got a house, and there's different rooms
for every
album. Garth
Brooks and Chris Gaines was 100% for me.
You nailed it. Okay, will you end our show as we like to end shows?
Oh, I love it.
And send people into 2024. We won't see them again until Epiphany. I have an episode coming out on Epiphany, so they got about a week and a half off. So,
okay, any reminders, like washing your hands or anything like that? Or
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, go wash your hands.
Bye, buddies.
Oh, you guys, isn't he the best? All right, head over to Instagram. Tell Eddie thanks for helping us recap this year and let him know how excited you are to hear more from him in 2024. And coming on January 6th on Epiphany will be our Epiphany show we've done the last couple of years where it's just me talking to you. There will be a lot more information about our 10th anniversary of the podcast, what's going on here at work, but also a lot more information about what's going on in my life. So you will hear way more New York-y things coming up January 6th. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Anywhere you need me, that's where you can find me. I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me? Well, you know, in my family, today is Christmas Eve. This is the day that we celebrate Christmas Eve with all of our extended family. That's really just our family. And so today is Christmas Eve, and tomorrow's our Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas Eve. From the Downs and Strother families, we are very happy to be together. Y'all have a great New Year's weekend. Stay safe. Get excited about 2024. I am just the most grateful to get to do this job, close out another year with y'all and our team. I cannot thank our team enough for all they do for That Sounds Fun and for Let's Read the Gospels. And next year, for Mini BFF podcast as well. I cannot believe this is the life I've been given. And I truly am so excited for all we get to celebrate together in 2024 with the 10th year anniversary of That Sounds Fun podcast. I cannot believe that. As a team, we're resting from the podcast and from work this next week. So I'll be back here on Saturday, January 6th for that Epiphany episode. I'm going to let you in on all the fun things. Well, almost all the fun things happening in 2024. I can't wait. Love y'all, mean it. We'll see you back here in 2024. Yeah.